Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get to our Falcons question of the day, which is sort of a long-term question. We're going to be leading off or early on in the NFL No Huddle every single day with a Falcons question. And today is about who's the next Falcon for life. And, you know, over the last couple of years, this is something that has happened. Like, Arthur Blank has said publicly when he wants these guys to get long-term contracts that he wants them to be Falcons for life. Julio Jones was said to be that and then got his money. Grady Jarrett was said to be that and then got his money. Matt Ryan, the exact same thing. This kind of gets back to what we were talking about yesterday, which is if things don't go well this year, like, long-term planning kind of maybe takes a little bit of a different turn than it does if the Falcons make the playoffs and this group, coaching staff and players, prove that they can win games. But if you had to look at a guy on the roster right now who does not have a long-term contract, who is a young player, who is the most likely to be the next player that they sort of tab as a Falcon for life?
Probably Calvin Ridley. I would think so. Probably Calvin Ridley. I mean, I look at that Falcon for life thing. I think sometimes, and this is not just with the Falcons, this is everybody. I think it's just all overblown because you never know what's going to happen because of the fact is, what if something does happen and the Falcons don't make the playoffs and Dan is gone? Well, some of the guys might not fit the scheme that the new coach is coming in, so he might not be a Falcon for life. I mean, it's easy to say that Matt Ryan or Julio Jones is going to be a Falcon for life because of where their age is, but you look at Grady Jarrett, by the time this deal is up, Grady's going to, you know, be still in his prime, and what if somebody wants to pay him more money than the Falcons? So,
right.
I mean, I like the Falcons for life thing. I like the creed and all that, but, I mean, there's no determining, especially in today's sport, as much as there's so much turnover on rosters and guys want to go and you feel disrespected by somebody and I want to be traded and all that. I mean, it's so different nowadays because you knew back, you know, back when you had to – when guys played for teams – for 10 plus years, you knew it was going to be kind of a life thing because that's what was done at that time. You didn't leave teams. You didn't get traded. You remember when before free agency came out, guys, you know, before that Reggie White and all those, they just stayed with their teams and didn't think nothing of it.
Yeah.
And it was weird
to see guys play on multiple teams.
Yeah.
Now it's not. I mean, if you're a really good player in the NFL and you play for a decade or more, pretty good chance you're going to play for multiple teams. I mean, that's the way that the NFL is structured right now to reward in the short term for drafting well, but penalize in the long term because you can't sign everybody. I mean, if you do well in three consecutive drafts, some of those guys are going to be on other teams in their second contracts.
Yeah.
I mean, the Falcons did well in one draft and couldn't
lost one of those guys.
Well, they lost
two of them. I'm sorry, lost two of them.
They did well in one. The 2016 draft was a good draft. The rest of the drafts have been hit or miss for Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff since Quinn took over as head coach. And Austin Hooper and Devondre Campbell are gone because you just can't re-sign all of the players that you bring in, which is kind of the flaw with the Falcons for life thing, because it's just impossible. Like it's impossible to follow through on that promise when the league is structured the way that it is. And look, like, sometimes you don't want guys for life. I'm sorry. Like, at some point, some of these guys aren't going to be as good as they were when you signed them in the first place. And it's okay to move on even if you like them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.